I was, yeah. Guilty.
In your mind, what was the difference between the start of the game for you and then kind of when in the second quarter you had the two scoring drives?
Yeah, I think I just ended up moving around a little bit. I think that, you know, made a play and then got in a rhythm from then on. But, you know, I thought it was good. Obviously, the pick stunk, and then a couple other plays I'd like to do over again. But good to kind of get in the flow of a game. That was the first time, really. You know, the first two games you're in and out having so fast that doesn't even feel like you're playing a football game almost.
You missed Emmanuel a couple times. How close did you feel like you were to having like a really spectacular game?
Yeah. One, I just missed him bad. And then the one, I didn't see what happened. We had a double move on. And he looked like he got caught up or stumbled or something. But I think those are the kind of last things that come along with the offense is your timing on this, on the deep ball and the double moves and those things. So like where we're at, and we got probably 2 good weeks of work before we get ready to play the Chargers.
Trevor, what did you see from Jamal Charles in his first game action?
Really cool. I mean, it's exciting to see him at practice, but the game's a whole different animal, and watching him play really well and live bullets was cool for all of us to see. You know, we were just like everybody else. We wanted to see him go, so that was fun.
It kind of his first play, or one of his first plays, he may have saved you from a pretty big hit on the one pickup. Was that kind of a bonus part of his game?
Yeah, I think that's the benefit of, you know, having a veteran running back kind of understands protections and, you know, can help you out quite a bit back there. So, yeah, we're in a good spot with all those guys. All the guys playing really well, but obviously really, really cool to see Jamal out there.
Looks like you and Jordan Taylor establishing great chemistry out there. What kind of work went on behind the scenes to get that?
Yeah. You know, Jordan's just a guy that I've thrown with, you know, since I got here. So we got 3 years of good work, Jordan and I, going back and forth. And I just, you know, I works really hard. He's an easy guy to throw to, right? He's big, tall, long. He'll get separation for you. So I feel good about throwing all those guys, but just Jordan and I have been playing for a while together.
You had a nice little scramble there. Do you feel like your wheels are underrated?
No, not at all. I was waiting for somebody to tackle me. I was wondering if anybody was out. I was out there, but I was joking on the sideline. You know, and like every time I've broken on a run, it felt like a 65-yard run, and then look over and it's 11 yards. You know, but yeah, it was good to keep us going there.
Trevor, kind of outside the realm of the game. I don't know if you saw what your teammate did during the game. Did you talk to Menelik about it? It was a pretty I've been shooting for 17 years. I've never seen that. That was cool, though.
Yeah, that was very, very cool. And I saw, now his fiance right there. But it was cool. We were joking about it. None of us had any idea, really. So that was a surprise for sure. I can't say I was expecting that or have seen that before. But happy for both of them, obviously.